back. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, September 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. September 17th. This is Constitution Day, the day that our founding fathers came together, ratified the Constitution. You have to understand that today, historically, is the day that we understand the rule book on how to run the federal government was created by our founding fathers. How far away from that original vision have we become? How the federal government is completely out of control, doing things that our founding fathers never thought they would be doing, but they are. Well, that comes down to the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Right now, the Democrats have a two-seat majority, 51-49, giving a lot of power to one or two Democrat U.S. senators to basically flip and go against the Democrat majority, side with the Republicans. Filibusters are in place. All kinds of things are happening. Kamala Harris, vice president, has broken numerous ties in the U.S. Senate. While being the president of the Senate, that's what the vice president's role is. Well, what are the Democrats doing? Story came out. Basically, they are pumping $25 million, DSCC. Anytime you see an ad by Elisa Slotkin, look and see if it's paid for by her campaign or if it's paid for by the DSCC, Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Well, in talking with the Associated Press, they're going to pump in $25 million with less than 2 months to go until the November 5th election, trying to not only maintain the majority but increase it. They are picking out specific contests that could be leaning Republican, both for the president, Donald Trump, and Mike Rogers here in Michigan. This is a national group from Washington spending $25 million expanding voter turnout across 10 states. The new spending comes from the DSCC with less than 2 months to go till November 5th. Democrats are benefiting from fundraising surge since Joe Biden ended his reelection bid in July, endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, who is now the candidate for the Democrats. This ground game will make all the difference in close races, said the DSCC chairman, Senator Gary Peters of Michigan. We are reaching every voter that we need to win. This investment will be distributed across, listen to this, Arizona, Florida, Maryland, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. Why those states? We'll talk about it right after the break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road, only made me tired.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here of hour number three. This story coming to us from the Associated Press. $25 million going to be spent in 10 states. The Democratic Senate Committee, this organization out of Washington, the Senatorial Campaign Committee is their full name, Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC. Whenever you see these ads, folks, and it's paid for by the DSCC, they don't spell out the full name, understand that the current U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan is the chair of this committee. And again, I'm going to repeat the states. We kind of ran out of time in the last segment there. Arizona, Florida, Maryland, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. The money's going toward efforts to defend five Democratic incumbents that are currently in the U.S. Senate and open seats in Michigan, Maryland, and Arizona. Which they currently give the Democrats their slight majority they currently have. But they're also going to try to take out two Republican incumbents, one in Florida and Ted Cruz in Texas. I don't know about you, but I've been getting text messages almost one a day, two a day, four a day from Ted Cruz's campaign. He is deathly afraid he's going to lose that seat. Honestly, Ted, with Donald Trump on the ballot in Texas, I don't think you have anything to worry about. But he's scared to death he's going to lose his seat. Now, this is how they're going to spend the money. Plans for the $25 million will vary by state, but it's going to include hiring more field organizers and canvassers, people to actually knock on doors, spending more money on digital advertising programs, targeting specific groups of voters online, text messaging, and doing in-person organizing events targeting younger generations and non-white voters. Democrats currently hold a 51-49 Senate advantage, a split that includes independent senators who caucus with the Democrats. But of the 33 regular Senate elections that will be on the ballot this November 5th, Democrats are trying to defend 23 seats, including the independents who caucus with them to make up their majority. They've devoted additional resources to West Virginia, a Republican-leaning state, where Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat-turned-independent, is retiring. It's an open seat, just like Stabenow retiring here in Michigan. Now, the playing field gives Democrats very little margin for error. If, for example, they lose West Virginia, which is Trump country, very much going to have long coattails there in West Virginia, but they hold the other seats, they would still have to upset Florida Senator Rick Scott or Texas Senator Ted Cruz to win back the majority, or hope that Harris wins the presidential election, making her vice president, Tim Walz, to be able to cast the tie-breaking vote for the Democrats as vice president, much like Harris has done for the first 2 years of Biden's administration when it was a 50-50 Senate. The DSCC declined to disclose exactly a breakdown state by state of the $25 million. But it's no secret that the Democrats' defense of the majority starts with tough reelection campaigns for Democrat Senator John Tester of Montana and Sherrod Brown of Ohio. both are relatively popular multi-term incumbents. But they're running in states where Donald Trump, the former president and current Republican nominee, has twice won by comfortable margins. This means that Tester in Montana, Brown in Ohio would need to make a considerable number of voters split the tickets between Trump and the Senate choice. That's almost impossible to do, people. Why? Because many people vote straight Republican ticket. They want Donald Trump to be elected to get rid of Biden-Harris administration, their policies. Republicans down the ballot will benefit. All Republicans that are printed on the ballot. Senate Democrats, the DSCC, has already financed field offices in Montana and Ohio and Texas. Since these are not necessarily being seen as presidential battleground states, Harris' campaign leads the Democrats' coordinated campaign operations with many of these U.S. Senate candidates. And even with the money coming from national coffers, the additional on-the-ground spending will reinforce the two Democrat senators' strategies of distancing themselves from Harris and the National Party. Pretty interesting dynamic. Now, here is the other takeaway of all this. 5 of the 10 states getting the money actually overlap with the presidential battleground maps. What states are they? Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Biden won all of them 4 years ago, while Trump won all except Nevada back in 2016. Both presidential campaigns are in full campaign mode in these toss-up states. This is something you have to pay attention to, folks. Why? Well, 2 points. Donald Trump won Michigan in 2016. Why? Because of the auto workers in Macomb County. Brian Pannebaker, Auto Workers for Trump, got the vote out. Donald Trump went to Macomb County just before the election. He won Macomb County by more than 50,000 votes over Hillary Clinton in a Democrat, somewhat Reagan Democrat-leaning county. He ended up winning the state only by 10,708 votes. The UAW's president, Fain, has endorsed Harris. But we're hearing that the rank and file, they're all supporting Trump this year. They don't like the electric vehicles push. They realize and agree with Donald Trump, electric vehicles will cost them jobs. They're not voting for Harris. They're voting for Trump. Interesting thing, Pennsylvania, next to Ohio, where J.D. Vance is from, he plays well there. Also, the auto workers in Wisconsin. Going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. So, how is it the presidential race could potentially affect the U.S. Senate race? Well, there's a poll out. MERS News Service has this poll talking about the race specifically for U.S. Senate. According to Mitchell Research and Communications, conducting a poll that they did this last week for MERS News Service, this is what they found. In Michigan, Slotkin leads Mike Rogers 48-45. Add those up, that's 93%. mostly due to her Democratic voters supporting Harris from the campaign's convention, the Democrat convention they did in Chicago, and the fact that Slotkin has name recognition as a current U.S. Congresswoman. Rogers used to be a former congressman. Here's where the enthusiasm changes in the two parties. According to Steve Mitchell of Mitchell Research and Communications, Slotkin is supported by 95% of the Democratic voters. That's how unified they are behind her. Rogers is only getting support, according to this poll, by 87% of the Republican voters. Got to stop you right there. What is wrong with 13% of the Republican voters? Why do they not support Rogers when he won the primary, is the candidate, is the nominee? Because they did not support Rogers in the primary. Perhaps you supported O'Donnell, Justin Amash, Sandy Pensler. It doesn't matter. Rogers is the candidate. Folks, you have got to suck it up and vote straight Republican. If you do not want to mark the individual oval for Trump or Rogers, you just want to vote straight Republican and be done with it, so be it. Just pray to God your ballot is not adjudicated and that somebody else fills in the ovals for you. Personally, I'm going to mark every single Republican on the ballot with an oval. That's what I'm doing. I'm not going to even consider somebody adjudicating my ballot. But you need to vote for all the Republicans. It's that simple. We got to get this number up for Rogers. Trump could win Michigan. Slotkin could win the U.S. Senate. I don't think so. Now, here is a good part of this poll for Rogers. Rogers leads among independents, 45 to 42%. However, enthusiasm. Polling shows that the Democrats are more enthusiastic than the Republicans heading into November 5th. 12% point gap difference, where the Democrat voters say they are 83% very enthusiastic about the upcoming election, Republicans only at 71%. Why are they so down compared to the Democrats? Well, they're not excited about the candidates. Their particular person they supported in the primary for U.S. Senate didn't win. Whatever the case, folks, we have got to change that. We have to work with the Michigan Republican Party, the Trump campaign, the Rogers campaign, every single Republican on the ballot in your community. Your local county party, you need to support who they have vetted and are supporting. It's that simple. Lack of enthusiasm.